Hi, this is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. When Congress debates the federal budget, climate change rarely gets mentioned as a deficit driver. Yet paying for climate disruption was one of the largest non-defense discretionary budget items in 2012, finds a new analysis by the Natural Resources Defense Council, reports David Biello at Scientific American. Indeed, when all federal spending on last year's droughts, storms, floods, and forest fires are added up, the U.S. climate disruption budget was nearly $100 billion, over $1,000 per taxpayer, more than what the government spent on education or transportation. And U.S. taxpayers paid this climate disruption tax, which was three times what private insurers paid out to cover losses from extreme weather. It is, in effect, a climate disruption tax, says Daniel Lashoff, report co-author and director of the NRDC's Climate and Clean Air Program, comparable to increasing sales taxes by nearly 3%. Overall, the insurance industry estimates that 2012 was the second costliest year in U.S. history for climate-related disasters, with more than $139 billion in damages. Greenhouse gas pollution continues to increase, recently touching 400 parts per million. And as it rises, so will the price. For more, Google Mel's Climate Change Report. This is Mel Hart.